Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update on all things independence. Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce joins us here in studio. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Made it through those little noisy thunderstorms last night here, and got at least over an inch of rain for a lot of the area out of
it.
That's
what I was going to ask you, is what the accumulation was.
Yeah, so. And in fact, we had in the Independence area just almost 2 inches of rain here for Independence, 1.91.
It woke me up. I usually sleep right through everything, but I did wake up about, I don't know, it seemed like it was about 2 or 3 maybe.
Yep, so it was coming through.
Big tree down in Independence, though, too, on South 10th Street before the railroad tracks when I was leaving town. So
yeah. Even yesterday, there were trees coming down. There was one over on East 11th on 166, basically, in Coffeyville. So, that wind yesterday was bringing some stuff down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was strong. So, well, we have lots of things that are going on in Independence. So I might first start by reminding everyone that the Love Independence Day shirts, the last order that we will turn in will be this Friday, the 22nd. And I can't believe that this is Memorial Day weekend.
I know. Here it is.
I know. It just doesn't seem possible. So we extended the Love Independence Day deadlines for T-shirt orders a couple different times because we kept having phone calls coming in with people wanting to get the shirts. So we decided we would do a couple more orders to the end of the month, and then we would start what we're going to roll out as kind of a fun game to play while wearing your shirt over the next few months. So anyway, if you're wanting one of those, place your order by this Friday, May 22nd. Regular sizes are $20, and extended sizes are a couple more dollars, so $22. And we'll be, again, we'll be placing that order. And then in September, we'll do another order for a long sleeve T-shirt and a sweatshirt. So it should be fun. Farmers Market, I mentioned this last week, is going really well. This is the third week of the market, and we still had between 25 and 27 vendors. Lots of really good produce from the farmers, and lots of baked goods available, as well as a great selection of artisans are out there. So lots of fun things are offered at the Farmers Market every Saturday from 7:30 to 11. So get out and check that out. This Friday will be the Independence Library's Jurassic Park on the Lawn. And so this is part of some of their summer celebration activities that they have planned. And it's an outdoor movie night. And there'll be lots of pre-show activities, a free tote bag to the first 100 to sign up. And pre-show activities start at 7:30. The movie starts at 8:30, and it will be on the lawn at the library. And the address for the library is 220 East Maple. So check out not only this activity, but all of the things that the library has to offer, from the children's library all the way up to senior programming and everything in between. The library is a true asset in Independence, and they have a lot to offer. We talk about this every summer, but Glow Golf is getting ready to start. So this Friday will be the first Glow Golf for the season. Starts at 9 o'clock, and it's $5 per person. And would that be the fourth Friday? Is that what this falls on?
That's coming up here. Yeah, the 22nd.
Okay, so they're marking fourth Fridays for this, and it's May, June, July, August, and September. So put that on your calendar for something fun to do. And then, as I mentioned, it is Memorial Day weekend, and they have moved the Memorial Day ceremony and the Gold Star Family Memorial Dedication together. This year, it will be held at Veterans Freedom Square at Riverside Park on Monday at 11 o'clock. Everyone is welcome to attend. There will be seating available. You're encouraged to arrive early, and the Mid-Continent Band will also be playing. And there's going to be the Gettysburg Address in Flanders Field. There'll be lots of music and guest speakers, and then the dedication of the Gold Star Family's memorial. So that is new this year. So I'm excited to go out and be a part of that, and to see the new memorial that they have. One other thing that I kind of got a sneak peek at yesterday out at the Fab Lab is Kane Construction Services is doing a construction camp in conjunction with the ICC Fab Lab, and it's really cool. So if you sign up to be in the class, you get a hard hat, you get a small tool kit. There was a reflective vest that you get. There was a hammer, I think, in the collection, along with a bag. And so Kane Construction, as I said, has partnered with the Fab Lab, and they're doing a construction camp. And it's going to be Tuesday, May the 26th through Friday, May 29th. And that will be next week. And then there will be another one Monday, June the 1st through Thursday, June the 4th. And it's for kids 14 to 18. And each camp includes breakfast, lunch, and snacks. And with the campers, the breakfast, lunch, and snacks for the campers. And then they will also get to take home those items that I listed. And then space is limited, so make sure you register. And you can go to iccfablab.org/events, or you can call 620-332-5618. The cost of the camp is $119, but no student will miss out on the opportunity because there is financial assistance available. So don't let that stand in the way if you have a teenager interested in pursuing construction, because that's a very important trade.
Sure is.
that we need. So let's start them young and support them. And shout out to Kane Construction for partnering to help make that happen. As I mentioned, Mid-Continent Band will be playing at the Memorial Day celebration, but they're also going to be playing throughout the summer months every Tuesday evening at the Hilly Band Shell at 8 o'clock in the evening. So if you're interested in joining the band, they rehearse on Monday evenings from 7 to 9, and then the concerts are every Tuesday at 8. And they play now through about mid-August. So if you're interested, be sure and go to Midcontinent. Let's see, the email address is midcontinent.communityband@gmail.com. And then I'll also remind everybody of the Minds in Motion Mental Health Awareness Walk that's coming up on Saturday the 30th from 12 to 1:30. It's sponsored by Four County Mental Health. And it's at the fitness courts at Central Park Sports Complex on East Sycamore Street. And they'll have some local speakers. They're going to have, have a one-mile walk. They're going to have some food and drinks and lots of resources available and some prize drawings. So be sure and get out and, break away from your Saturday to-do list and get out to get some fresh air and some sunshine, vitamin D, and make sure that we focus on our mental health. I was at the IGC Sporting Heritage Center the other day, and they were talking about the fundraiser that they're doing for the Community Access Center. It will be on Saturday, May the 30th, and the event will feature music from Time Warp with Brian Leedy. He's super talented. He plays at Uncle Jack's a lot, so everybody enjoys his music. There will be finger foods and a gun raffle and a best dressed contest and silent auction. The entry fee is $5 or non-perishable food items. And it starts at 7 o'clock at 212 North Penn Avenue. And the reason why there's a best dressed contest is because it's back to the 80s party. So they're encouraging everyone to dress up in the 80s. And I said it's a fundraiser, and they are raising money and funds for the Community Access Center to help replenish the food pantry. So be sure and come out and support the Sporting Heritage Center and support the Community Access Center and help our community.
Fantastic.
The food service program is kicking off for independent schools. We'll be providing free meals for children, basically 1 to 18. It starts Monday, June the 1st through Tuesday, June the 30th, so pretty much the entire month of June after school is out at the Independence High School cafeteria at 1301 North 10th Street. And hot breakfast will be served on site from 8 to about 8:30, and then hot lunch will be served from noon until about 12:45. And then on Monday, July the 13th through Friday, July the 24th, so just about a half of a month there, They will be serving at Jefferson Cafeteria at the same times. And Jefferson's located at 2101 North 13th Street. And orders may also be placed by emailing summerlunch@indyschools.com, or you can call 620-332-1869. Adults are welcome to eat as well. And the pricing for breakfast for adults are $3.85, and breakfast is $5.65, but kids are free. So put that on your calendar. People need to know that, because school's out and all of a sudden all the kids are home and groceries are expensive. So be sure and, you know, if you're listening to this and you know there's a family living in your neighborhood or next door that's got kiddos, make sure that you share that information with them. The Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is having their 72nd Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit on Friday, June the 5th through June the 18th, so be sure and check that out. The museum is located at 123 North 8th Street, and they're open every Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 4, I believe. We'll have First Friday coming up on Friday, June the 5th at 7:30 in the morning at Memorial Hall. It's open to the public. Everyone is welcome to come on the first Friday of every month and listen to a nice selection of speakers. I'll be sharing that next week, who those speakers are. But our sponsor is Four Paws, and they are celebrating 50 years of supporting Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. So they will be our business sponsor, and then they are also going to be one of our speakers telling a more in-depth story about all of the things that Four Paws has done throughout the years. So I look forward to having them there and hearing all the good works that that Four Paws has done. We have OK Kids Day and free park entry at Elk City State Park coming up, and that is from 9 to noon. And that will be on Saturday, June the 6th, out at the state park. And there will be free bicycle helmets, life jackets, a fishing pole giveaway, inflatables, face painting, rock painting, and free refreshments. So if you're interested in that and you need more information, call Christina Ferris at 620-926-2040. She can give you all the information about that. The Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is also doing a watercolor workshop, and they're bringing in a very talented artist from, I think, Topeka, and he's going to be coming in, and he's a professor of painting and drawing in the College of Arts and Sciences at Washburn University. So the cost is $65, $60 if you're a museum member, and it's Saturday, June the 6th from 9 to 4. Can you paint?
I mean, I can paint like a wall or something.
Paint by numbers?
Maybe, yeah.
Are you artistic at all? That way?
I mean, I would, but not
be... Can you draw or anything?
I mean, I can get my way through it maybe, but really? It probably wouldn't be my forte.
Okay. So. Oh, I am not. I never mastered that ability, but I'm always envious and impressed with those who have that talent. So it's always fun to go to the art exhibits and see the names of your friends who have painted pieces, and you're like, I had no idea they were that talented.
Oh, I know.
So it's always fun. And so Miss Abel's Summer Blast Off is also coming up on Saturday, June the 6th at Ralph Mitchell Zoo. We have lots of fun things planned for that. We have a trail hike on the Verdigris Vista Trail at 9:30, and then we'll have a moon rock hunt that'll start at 10 o'clock. You can start hunting rocks. I think we're going to have some out in the zoo area and then maybe in the downtown area, and we'll have a fun fact spacewalk, and that starts at 10 o'clock, and that's basically walking on the hard surface of one of the trails in the park area, kind of over in the playground area. We'll have a zoo chat with the zookeeper, and they'll talk about the history of Miss Abel, and that'll be over at Monkey Island at 10:30. Then we'll be reading a fable about Miss Abel, which is a book that was written by Kim McGrath, a former elementary teacher and author. And so we'll be reading that book at 11 o'clock. We'll have face painting from 11 to 11:30 over by the Spider Monkey exhibit. And then from 11 to 1, lots of fun things are going to happen. So that's when we will have the terrestrial mini train rides and cosmic carousel rides and galactic golf. It's all free from 11 to 1. There will also be a scavenger hunt that is going to, we just found out about this last night, scavenger hunt sponsored by Four Paws, and it's going to be super kid friendly. It's from 11 to 1, and you go to the snack shack and you get your scavenger hunt card, and you go around and you fill out the scavenger hunt card, you bring it back, and at 1 o'clock you'll be entered in for a drawing for, they're giving away 3 bicycles and 2 scooters. So we encourage everybody to get out and participate in the scavenger hunt, and like I said, it's super kid friendly, and get in, get your name in for a drawing for a bike or a scooter. And then also Four Paws is sponsoring a hot dog lunch that's free to the first 200 that show up. That's what they're preparing is 200 hot dogs. And it's from 11 to 1 as well. And that's celebrating their 50 years. So that's kind of their gift back to the kiddos in the community. Then the Science Center will be doing a rocket launch at 11:30, and that's over in the grassy area between the Duck Pond and Kitty Land, so that will be fun. And then there will be a free Miss Able history exhibit at the museum from 10 to 4. You know what? I said the hours of the museum were 8 to 4, and they're not. They're 10 to 4, so I correct myself. And they'll be doing that on that Saturday, as they'll be providing that on that Saturday as well, so. And IGC Sporting Heritage Center has free live music on the first Saturday of the month. So that will be coming up on Saturday, June the 6th as well, from 11 to 1 at 212 North Penn Avenue. So mark that on your calendar. And then also a reminder that on the first Saturday of the month, Ralph Mitchell Zoo is now offering a petting zoo. And it is from open from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And it's over by the donkey exhibit, and they'll bring out the goats and the donkeys. And I think you go to the snack shack and you buy the food, and then you can come over and feed the donkeys and the goats. So that, too, will be on June the 6th, so that will be fun. And then I think everything else is later in June, so we'll stop there and just, again, remind everybody to tell the kids about Miss Able's Summer Blast Off on June the 6th, and go to our website and see all of the detailed flyers about all the things and more that I talked about this morning. Go to our social media page at Visit Independence. That's where a lot of the tourism events are, like the Miss Able event. While that's a community event as well, it's also labeled as tourism because we always have people come in from the outlying areas and from all around to come to that. And then Get Independence is our Chamber Facebook page as well. And then on June the 11th and 12th is when we will be hosting Biking Across Kansas. So if you are interested in being a part of that, maybe a volunteer, or you want to provide something to the bikers and the cyclists, be sure and reach out to me at the chamber office at 331-1890, and we can talk about your ideas and hopefully get you plugged in, because we're going to have about 400 people showing up on that day. So
fantastic. Going on. It's going to be a great time. So again, hope folks can get out, and there's lots of stuff to do this Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So get out there. And then of course, as we get into the next several weekends, there's quite a few activities now that school's out.
It's a busy summer in Independence.
Sure is. So Lisa, we appreciate your updates here. Look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
That's Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Straight ahead, we do have Open Line in just a few minutes.